Okay, good day, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Just in case I forgot or failed to mention, everyone is aware that your current local president has been retired for almost a decade. Hey, let's have some campaign talk. Listen, December 17th is the cutoff date. December 17th, ballots will be counted. It is imperative that you support the movement Kenny Hodge, a president with presence. If you have a ballot at home and have not mailed it, now is the exact time when you need to go ahead and check that white paper that says Kenneth Hodge and the other colored papers that says Will Johnson and Carl Sharp. That's the team. That is the initial group of new visionaries coming into Local 304 to strengthen and make Local 304 a union to be reckoned with. William Bip McLemore, your services are no longer required. Hey, good day, podcast audience. Listen, I'm getting very excited about December 17th because there's going to be a change in leadership. But in order for that to happen, I need the support of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky mail handlers. If you've not voted, it's not too late. But let's be attentive to our duties as employees. And this is an opportunity for your voice to be heard. It is with sincere hope on my part that your voice is screaming, we want Kenny Hodge and the president with presence and the team with presence as our new leadership. That's what I'd like to hear from the voices. And the only way I can hear that is if you vote Kenny Hodge, Carl Sharp, and William Johnson and allow the three of us as the initial introduction to a president with presence, a team with presence, and a new vision. Now, let me tell you, this vision does not exclude anybody. But you see, me and these three gentlemen have worked together already, and they understand what it is I'd like to accomplish. So when I say we are just the initial new visionaries coming, but I am certain once the branch presidents, the executive board, vice president, whole executive team, once you really get to hear and see what it is I want to do in Local 304, there is no doubt in my mind that you're going to not get on board, but you'll jump on board. Because see, what I'm going to bring, one of the main things I'm going to bring to Local 304 is presence. Plant managers are not going to be allowed to just forego our contract as we sit back and say, well, we'll file grievances on it. Not so much the way I work. You see, I want to meet with that plant manager and maybe explain to that plant manager, but listen, if you need help understanding operations, guess what? I can help you do that. But what's most important is you're going to be in compliance with our contract, or we're going to have many conversations, or I'm going to have conversations getting you to understand that when headquarters agree to our national agreement, you do not possess the autonomy to change that. You see, I want to move the union from we just filing grievances to let's get them to do it right. You see, because when you file grievances, like right now in Columbus, Ohio, there are so many cross crab violations going on, so many clerks working mail handler work, so many people from maintenance doing rewrap, so many supervisors and managers conveying mail from distribution equipment out to dispatch areas. That is going on at such a feverish pace. Even if we had a union that was on top of things, they still could not catch it all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right now, Columbus, Ohio understands that there is no consequence for violating our contract. And I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings by what I'm saying. They violate our contract on a daily for probably 100 hours per tour. Now, what's going to happen is, you know, even a broke clock is correct twice a day. So our union is going to file grievances and capture such a small percentage of what actually took place that is going to be pathetic. This is why a president with presence will be in the plants during Christmas. I will schedule visits through the plant managers to be in the plant, because my presence is going to allow branch presidents and stewards to understand that we're in this for real. Our local president is down here watching all these cross-crab grievances and nobody's filing. Not going to happen on my watch. And if I am frontline with those members, with the stewards and the branch presidents, I'm going to not only encourage, but I'm going to motivate you to let's file and get these grievances settled. But while you're filing, see, I'm having meetings with the plant manager trying to make him or her understand. Why must we go through this? If we agreed that, another example, if it has been agreed upon by headquarter elements, by our national office, by the APWU national office, that the SIP in function zero or function one plants, which is plant operations, if it's been already agreed upon that clerks will only feed that machine and go to staging areas to scan non-machinable pieces, then why is it that every day in Columbus, Ohio, clerks set that machine up? Now, again, union, you're going to capture some of that. But see, we got to get away from trying to capture and get postal management to get in compliance. That's what I'm going to bring to this local. You know, sometimes it's just time to say you've done your best and it's now time to step to the side and allow a new vision, new energy to continue what has already been started. Does that make sense? I mean, because I want to say to mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, we're going to learn together so much more about that contract that we hold so dear. In 3 years, we're going to learn so much about that contract, our national agreement. I guarantee most members who get involved would not have a problem saying we've never been exposed to training like this. And again, that's what I'm going to make as a centerpiece of this administration. We will know. We will know that we know that we know that we know. So when we stand with confidence. And if you know me from my work in Columbus, I'm not about home cooking. I'm not about a bunch of side deals. And I say a bunch of side deals because nothing is absolute, if that makes sense. Nothing's absolute. So I want to represent Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky to the degree that every mail handler in this union will always feel confident that Ken Hodge is negotiating in the best interests of the mail handler. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence.